The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel, and this is the first show being done with me overlooking Wall Street from my new office here at National Securities, and we shared for a number of months, we had something cooking. National Securities, one of the oldest and largest independent brokerage firms, has brought me on for two main functions. Number one, to bring the Magnet stock selection process to the individual investor. For years, we were only available through an institutional platform with foundations, and we decided to bring it to the public. The other thing I'll be doing is acting as their market strategist, maybe even starting that newsletter we were running effectively for a couple of years. And all I can say is it is one thing that's continuous through my life here is this great program on Voice America Business. And I think the thing I loved about the show the most, I was on CNBC last night. I was on Fox, I believe, on Monday morning. And if you miss those shows, you just miss them. On Voice America, everything is captured. We can hear what we have been saying. And the consistency of that is really, to me, one of the beautiful parts of the whole Internet approach. So let me share. We have a couple of guests coming on today. We're going to bring on the management team of NGAS, one of the hometown favorites down in Kentucky, serving not only the community and the country with natural gas, but being good corporate citizens as they go along. We'll also bring on Don Selkin, who works here, shares a wall with me actually, has also a title of a market strategist here at the firm, and good guy, tremendous amount of experience, and we'll hear what his take on the overall market or anything, any direction he kind of wants to go in to talk about the market. Let me share with you my views, as I always do at this segment here. Most interesting thing is last night at the on CNBC, they had a couple guys, including myself, who were bullish on the market, but they kind of took a silly approach of talking about being raging bulls and that kind of discussion. And the whole point to my whole approach has always been selectivity. And yes, I believe the market is very healthy. Yes, I believe the market is way healthier than the economy or the job market. What we said always is that 98% of all companies in the S&P, maybe 99.9%, aren't even eligible. They don't rank high enough for me to invest in them via the Magnet stock selection process. It's all about selectivity. It's all about finding those companies that are in today's environment. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow brings, and that's one of the main points. The companies that are thriving right now, increasing revenue, increasing margin, and increasing cash flow are the companies that rank up high on Magnet. Now, interestingly, last week we had on Rick Tortorello from S&P, who interestingly reminded us that even the S&P 500 today is trading at the lowest valuation relative to cash flow ever. I mean, ever since they reported those numbers. So if you're looking whether the market is cheap or not, the market is actually fairly inexpensive. But if you're willing to dig a little bit deeper and find the innovation, find the companies with the execution and the management team that are delivering today, you actually really don't have to care that much about the market, okay? Second thought here is we're going to bring on a friend next week, probably running one of the greatest software programs in the country right now, and that's VectorVest. And if you really haven't used VectorVest, which I actually pay like a retail client, we're going to bring on the founder and the creator of VectorVest to talk about his model. And his approach is even more dynamic than mine in that he likes to be completely out of the market when it's not healthy, and then in the best stocks only when it is healthy. Probably one of the best approaches that you can use if you can identify the winners, and that's really, frankly, what the Magnet process is all about. If you haven't gone yet to Amazon to see the new book won't be shipped until the first week in August, but it is completed, the charts have been done, the endorsements have been received from some of the top Wall Street firms and organizations that there are. I'm extremely proud of the book. It took a long time to write, and remember, I was writing it during one of the worst bear markets the public has really ever seen, and this landed right after the generational bear market of 2000 to 2002. So if the public is worn out, if the public is shot, if the public is in disbelief of the overall market, I can't blame them. Therein lies the opportunity. So I'm looking at my new office right now. I'm looking over Wall Street. I've already put up some pictures. I see the picture in Forbes magazine a couple of years ago. Look at the top line, a reminder even years ago how manipulated I believe the bottom line earnings are for most corporations. And that's really a sad part of the industry we're in. The fact is there's so much ability for large companies to play with their earnings, and somehow Wall Street remains focused on these bottom line earnings. Kind of strange, kind of when are they going to get the message, you know, to me. That's the discussion I believe in. But the reality is we continue to have our edge, and that's the most important item to me. We have an edge because we use a multi-factored approach looking at cash flow. And if there's anyone out there listening who owns their own business, they don't want to hear about EBITDA. They don't want to hear about eyeballs on the internet. They want to hear about one thing and one thing only, and that's at the end of the day, at the end of the quarter, at the end of the year, is there more cash coming in than expenses? And if you take that very, very simple approach, folks, you will be able to be way beyond already where most of Wall Street resides. So I think that's the real, real key here. And then the other key is to remember how much psychology plays in the market. And, you know, we don't like to normally admit that, we don't like to recognize the fact that we can't use these quantitative models purely to figure out what best companies there are. If the market, in fact, was efficient, then all the actual accountants out there would be millionaires, and we know they're not. Accountants are actually counting other people's money. I have found accountants to be extremely talented at what they do, but actually real non-savvy investors, if you will. Let me be polite about that. Just call them non-savvy. So, again, what we're seeing here is a market that had only 7 new lows across the board yesterday. That's a market that's extremely healthy. We're seeing, in fact, a market that is trading with no conviction by the general public, but I will tell you that the institutions are slowly but surely increasing their allocation to the equity market. Some of them embarrassingly panicked out of the market in March of this year with the old phrase, this time it's different. And now they're embarrassingly coming in. They have to come in. And remember where a lot of this money comes from. It comes from all the individuals out there contributing to their 401k, contributing to the pension plans, and this money seeps its way into the market, and you're seeing the rising moving averages, and it's so important not to get caught up in the day-to-day hysteria of whether or not the economy is going to implode, whether or not America has lost its edge. What I have said again and again, and I think the most important thing I think you need to remember, is that 90% of everything, at best, is average. What we're looking for is the tip of the bell curve, the extraordinary company, the extraordinary management team that's able to take a good idea and to execute it and to try our hardest to ignore everything else. Sounds difficult. It is difficult. The whole part of quantitative analysis is to be able to literally remove your emotions. Remember that nobody knows the future. You have to be nimble. You have to be 100% willing to look at the clues every single day and ask yourself, are the new lows expanding or contracting? Is the advanced decline line rising or falling? And when you see a period of time when, for example, the indexes are rising and the advanced decline line is falling, you know the market is not quite that healthy. In fact, what we're seeing instead is a market that continues to chug ahead selectively. And I think that's the whole key, and that's what we want to remind everybody. So from the new office right here, one block north of Wall Street in New York City, it's certainly a change for me. I'll use the old Obama call, change is going to be good. And I got to tell you, I am excited about a new bull market in which most of the public, most of the skeptics, most of the experts still scratch their head and can't figure out why the market's moving ahead when the news is frankly this bad. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll move on to our guests. We'll change the subject a little bit, and we'll come back and we'll wrap up my opinions at the end. Folks, you are listening to Magnet Investing on Voice America Business. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is a pleasure to bring on an old friend, Bill Daugherty from NGAS, symbol NGAS, trades on the NASDAQ exchange. And Bill, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Good to talk to you, Jordan.
All righty, and I wasn't sure which Bill we had on. You got a couple of Bills over there. We have the big guy on the phone here, folks. This is the president. Bill, are you also the founder of the company?
I am. I founded the company in 1984.
Terrific. Before we get into your company and what we think is going on in natural gas, maybe you ought to spend a couple minutes on the history, your history in the industry, and maybe a little history on NGAS itself.
Sure. Well, when I was 30 years old, I founded Daugherty Petroleum, which is a 100% owned subsidiary of NGAS Resources. And in 1993, we did a reverse merger with a mining company listed on the NASDAQ, and that's how we took the company public. So since then, Jordan, we've been concentrating primarily in the southern portion of the Appalachian Basin, drilling a very low-risk, high-completion rate natural gas wells and putting out a pipeline infrastructure in order to get the gas to market. But we've got about 80 billion cubic feet of proven reserves on about 400,000 acres. And most of those acres are in southeastern Kentucky, northern Tennessee, western Virginia, and southern West Virginia. And we also have about 650 miles of pipeline. And we transport about 90% of our gas directly from the wellhead to the interstate pipeline system. And the market's in your direction, eastern seaboard, all the way up into the New York area.
Right. And so let me just put a little my own color on there. I want you to correct me if I'm wrong on anything. And I think that you mentioned a couple things I think are real highlights. Number one, for years and years, the only way to actually take advantage of your expertise and your operation was through private placements. And now it's available in a public company format now for a couple of years. The other thing I think is real interesting, you know, from a New York City guy, you always think of wildcatting and hitting the big well and being disappointed if you don't. You touched for a minute on this high kind of probability. Why don't you share with the public, what do you mean by high probability? Because it astounds me when I heard it.
Well, we've enjoyed over the past decade or so about a 98% completion rate. What we're concentrating in is an area that has about five potential pay zones, and we did a lot of geology over the years. So, having drilled over 1,000 well bores across about 300,000 acres in southeastern Kentucky and the areas that I just talked about, we have been able to rely on geology and technology to figure out where to drill. And we've concentrated on areas that haven't been drilled in the past, mostly because of coal mining operations, both surface and underground. So if we said we had a niche, it would be going after, high-quality prospects that haven't been drilled yet because of mining activities, and then going out doing some exploration work, and if we liked what we saw, then putting that into the mix and developing those prospects.
Right, and again, this high probability kind of is amazing. And what I want to point out here, although Magnate process, Bill, looks for companies, really with a little price momentum behind it, if you really want to have an edge, value investing and having a value approach is really, really critical. I know that despite oil fluctuating really amazingly in the last couple of years, as well as natural gas, we've seen oil prices take off again, natural gas, really, really lag behind despite all the news about probably the increased significance of natural gas in our energy complex over the next couple of years. You might want to take just a couple minutes on that subject.
Well, of course, everybody, I assume, knows about the new legislation that just passed the House on cap and trade.
It's worth sharing.
And it's certainly something that will add to everyone's electric bills, and mostly because of global warming, the discussion of global warming and the fact that we use so much fossil fuel to make electricity. But when you look at our electrical needs in this country, over 50% of our electricity is produced by coal, which is not the cleanest burning source of energy out there. Natural gas produces a substantial amount, and we produce about 24% of America's electricity. But if this cap and trade legislation is enacted by the government, and it passes the Senate, it'll certainly be signed into law by President Obama. Then that'll put some additional pressure on using natural gas to make electricity because it's such a clean burning fuel. And a year ago, if you look at natural gas prices, the spot price for natural gas was pushing $14. Today, it's less than $4. So we've seen the laydown of a lot of drilling rigs across America. A year ago, we had 1,500 less rigs running. Today, we're running less than 700. So the drop in drilling has been more than 65%. And we're just now beginning, it looks like, to see the amount of natural gas that we're producing in this country begin to go down. This morning we had a 70 BCF injection into storage, and for the past week, and we were expecting about 75 BCF. So sooner or later, that $4 gas is going away, and we'll see more reasonable.
Right. Now, let me just touch on this again. What I've said 100 times is bull markets create excesses, bear markets create opportunities. There's a bear market at the moment in natural gas, and for someone with a little bit of foresight, my own opinion is it probably represents a tremendous amount of opportunity. That being the case, one of the things I talked to you about a month or so ago is a new initiative I'm on about rebuilding trust in the markets and organization and public companies. I want to share with the audience, Bill, a delight I had actually coming there to visit you in your own facility, in your own location, watching you drive around with all the townspeople, basically waving their hats and shaking your hand and waving with you everywhere you go. I think it has a lot to do with the way you do business, with the way it's all about the environment, it's about the community, and it's not only about bottom line earnings, although I know profits are important. And I really want to just, commend you publicly on your approach on that, and maybe you want to talk about the length of service of some of the management team and the relation, what they've added to your organization.
Well, thanks, Jordan. It's been a lot of fun building the company, but one of the things you have to do is, if you're going to be in an area for many, many years, you have to give back, and we've tried to do that. And from a management perspective, my two vice presidents came in 93 and 1995, and one of those guys, Bill Barr, who you know well, has been involved in the energy business for many years, has a law degree and understands mineral law as well as anyone I've ever met. Mike Wallen, who is our other vice president who came in 1995, is the former director of the Division of Oil and Gas for Kentucky. So, you know, he knew all the fields, all the drillers, all the operators here, and was and continues to be a wealth of information. Before that, he worked for one of the largest, producer in the Appalachian Basin. That was Equitable Resources, or EQT Corporation. Outside that, our CFO came from Pricewaterhouse in 2002. But when we find the right people, we try to get them to come on board. And you know, it's always been my philosophy, you know, create a job and then find the person that will handle that job for the long term.
You know, I just have to say, you know, it's twofold, one of which is I think the biggest problem is when corporations either abuse their community, abuse security laws, whatever it is, to just have the short-term approach. Clearly, from my readings, my study, natural gas plays a much bigger role in this country. I believe there's an opportunity knocking on people's door. Again, we never recommend stocks on the show. We just recommend to people to look over opportunities, do their own homework. If they wanted to actually find out more about your company, find out more about natural gas even or the opportunities. Bill, why don't you share all the contact information? It's a public company that could do a lot of work, and then maybe there's a thing or two that I neglected to ask that you just want to kind of bring up on your own. I'll give you the floor.
Well, NGAS is located in Lexington, Kentucky, and our website is www.ngas.com. That's NGAS.com. And as you said, our symbol is NGAS. So, you know, feel free to drop us an email, or if you want to call us, it's 859-263-3948. From a global perspective, I think natural gas has to play a major role in our energy needs long term. You know, it's clean burning, it's abundant. We've increased the amount of gas that's available in this country in the last few years substantially. We need to be using it for transportation fuel, as T. Boone Pickens says, but we also need to expect that we'll be making a lot of electricity, and it will be the favored energy source out there for electric for a long time to come. Fossil fuel's not going away. We just can't produce enough green energy at this point. It's going to be an evolution, and natural gas has to be an important factor there.
Right. And, you know, I brought you on a couple times because I think that the story itself, the premium that the natural gas you have, the complete almost dramatic, well, let's call it luck, Bill, you know, in terms of success in drilling, and it's just really a matter of letting the price stabilize, continuing to do the right thing by everybody else along the way. I really appreciate you coming to take some time with us before a holiday weekend, Bill. We'd like to have you on, and if there's ever some big developments in natural gas you want to share, I want you to reach out to me directly and ask to come back on the show. It's good guys like you that make the world go round.
Well, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it very much. You're going to have to come see us, too. So
I'll look forward to it. I mean, my kids want to come down there one day, and I'm going to take you up on that. In the meantime, great holiday, and we will talk soon.
Take care. Thank you.
Folks, you're listening to Voice America Business. It is Jordan Kimmel on Magnet Investing. We're going to be right back with a good friend, Don Selkin, actually works right here. We share a wall here over at National Securities. He's done some great research, well known for his work and research for many years. We'll have him right on to share what he sees in the market, anything he wants to talk about. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing after this quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. It's a pleasure to bring on a gentleman I actually share a wall with right now. We sit in adjoining offices here at National Securities. We're bringing on Donald Selkin, the Chief Market Strategist for National Securities. Don, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
All righty. And, folks, Don, if you watch CNBC in the morning for years, he supplied the fair value, the indicator which kind of shows where we anticipate the market to open based on the futures. He's been doing it for years, well-regarded with his research across the board for many years. And, Don, let's just get to the heart of the market right now. While no one's a soothsayer, no one knows what's going to happen, what are kind of the three or four things that you're looking at most that you think are dominating the short-term trading in the markets these days?
Yeah, okay, well, the first thing is that it's interesting that if you look back since World War II, when you have a cyclical bull market within the context of a secular bear market, meaning cyclical meaning short-term, like we had from the middle of March to the middle of June, and longer-term meaning the fact that basically the averages are much lower than they were 2 years ago, the average gain has been 42% in these cyclical bear market, bull markets within the context of the secular bear market. So if you take the low in early March from 666 and you take the high on the S&P and you take the high with intraday, which is 956, it's exactly 43%. So in other words, the upside objective was achieved a few weeks ago on the average gain that bull markets within the context of larger bear markets have made. So when we got to 956 a few weeks ago, in a sense, where could we go from there, so to speak? And, you know, we've kind of in fits and starts tried to challenge that level at the highs, let's say 940, 950, and have failed. So basically, to me, Jordan, this means that near term, the market is really in a trading range, you know, with those 940, 950 S&P numbers on the highs. This would equate to around 8750, 8800 on the Dow, and around 880 on the S&P, which would equate to, let's say, 8250, 8300 on the Dow. So we're in a trading range. I know today the market's getting whacked around on that poor Jaws report, but, you know, we do have earnings coming up, and that's going to be the next factor. You asked me the couple of main factors. The first is kind of a little overall one. And the second is that starting next week for the following 2 weeks and 3 weeks, you're going to get the large S&P components reporting. And hopefully, you know, with this decline that we have going into the earnings, you know, the bar will be set a little lower. And maybe if they come out and at least match the estimates, perhaps we can recover a little bit.
Good. I think that's a great setup right here. And see, one of the things that I believe, and just correct me if I'm wrong, is that, you know, the market, the institutions obviously remain focused on the 500 largest companies. It's going to be hard to believe there's going to be great earnings. Maybe what they're going to say looking forward is as important. But the belief is that new bull markets are led by new names, kind of smaller companies, and to me, the small cap names have erupted here. Does it mean anything, or is that just some short term speculation going on?
No, because it's like you're absolutely correct. Because historically, leaders in new bull markets, like you said, have always been the new companies, the innovative companies. And if you look, for instance, at all of the indexes that have gained since the March 9th lows, the one that has put in the best performance has been the Russell 2000, you know, which is up 55%. So this is the 2000, Russell 2000 is the smaller cap name. So like you're saying, what you're saying is absolutely right. So that's where we should continue to look for leadership instead of, you know, like, look, where, like, let's say you take the bigger names, a stock like Alcoa, DuPont, you know, General Electric, you know, where are these things going to go on the upside? I mean, they'll give you a little bit of a gain, but as far as the more dynamic aspect of the market, like you said, it usually historically is the smaller ones, and this year's rally confirmed that.
Right, and let me just set you up for a little opportunity here. I know that one of the things that you have a lot of expertise on is in covered writing, so there's ways to make a nice piece of change with the bigger companies and covered rights. You know, the smaller companies are more for more aggressive investors or people maybe a longer time frame. You know, I'm reminded when I got out of college in 1981, we had 18% interest rates, 12% unemployment, and the country was considered dead in the water, no innovation, inability to manufacture, all this kind of nonsense. From there, couple companies came around that didn't exist, frankly, then, namely Oracle, Microsoft, Intel. Can you just comment for a minute? There's so much pessimism around the United States and our ability to go forward. Do you have any kind of mega thought on that comment?
Yeah, I agree, because like you said, when you started in 1981, the market had been stuck for 16 years. The Dow first hit 1,000 in 1966. In 1982, the Dow was still 1,000, so for 16 years we went sideways, more or less. We obviously went up and down, but basically the market did nothing for 16 years. And like you said, you had all the innovation with these high-tech companies. Now, I would say that if you're looking for innovation, perhaps you look for these, hate to use it, worked over word, but the green economy, new alternative energy sources, alternative power sources, and even alternative technologies. And I think this will be the area of growth that could propel us forward. So there's always these cycles of innovation. Look, you go back to the 1920s, you had mass production, assembly lines, automobiles, radio. You know, then in the 40s and 50s, you had television, and then in the 60s, you had these you know, like text instruments with the beginning of chips, and then in the 80s, of course, of the microprocessors. So there's always the innovation that, and this is the key, is to discover these smaller companies, which will be, look, Xerox came out in 1960. The price of Xerox was a dollar. And then by the end of the decade, it went to $170. So, you know, there was fortunes to be made on what the new technology of copying machines back in 1960. So this is the area, like I said, and I would imagine it would have to be in things like, I said, alternative energy and as I said, alternative technologies, et cetera.
Right.
So I agree with you that maybe now we'll start a new cycle of innovation as well.
Right, and I think your point is right on. I'll share one thing before we get to something more interesting. the new developments in lasers are saying 8 and 9 times more powerful than anything ever been used. It's going to have dramatic impacts in the medical science field. The reality is, as we live today, Don, we're living longer with more leisure time. Things can't be all that bad. But let me touch on another important thing of the psychology of the market. I know you do a lot of work with the VIX. And so on. And one thing I was struck by is a lot of stock commentators and a lot of guys are all saying right now better opportunities now, frankly, in bonds than stocks. And, you know, I just believe that the renting market, when you loan your money out for low interest rates, you lose to inflation, ownership market always wins longer term. Am I off base or is debt instruments possibly better for now?
I don't think so. Look, like you mentioned, when you came out of college, it did pay to go into debt instruments because at that time you could buy in late 70s and early 80s, the prime rate hit 20%. So you could buy a CD at that time, no risk, and make 13%. So what did you need stocks for? That's one of the reasons why the stock market did so lousy during that time because I said you could get a risk-free rate of return in double digits. You know, as I said, I remember my father bought New York City bonds. When the city was about to go broke, or so they thought it would go back in the mid-70s for like 15%. You know, so I'm saying, but we're in a different environment now. Obviously, if the Fed has interest rates at all-time record lows, what are you going to get on bonds? You want to tie your money up, but let's say even the 10-year note, 3.5%. It's ridiculous because you lose to inflation. You know, you end up with nothing. You know, in 10 years, you would think that the rate of inflation is going to be more than 3.5% than what it is now. So, as you mentioned, you can buy let's say boring blue chip stocks like a General Electric, sell covered calls, and generate much more than that just on a standstill basis, even if the stocks don't do anything. They just sit there, go up a point, down a point, which it looks like a stock like General Electric is going to do. And this way you get a little dividend, you get a covered call, so you're much better off in equities longer term. I mean, you can't go crazy, you know, loading yourself up and in highly speculative stocks, but depending on your risk tolerance, your age, your income level, over the longer term, it always pays to be in stock. So especially now, what's the alternative? What are 3-month T-bills? What, 0.27%? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right.
You end up with nothing. You know, you might as well put your money in a mattress. I mean, what's the point then? And interest rates obviously are going to stay low for long periods of time, especially with this week of jobs report today. The economy is still, not healthy. So where are rates going to go? They're going to stay low. So, again, there's strategies that we can devise for people. The two of us, we've been around a long time, and selling covered calls, looking for on blue chip stocks that'll even a stock like Pfizer, which also goes up.
Let me jump in here for a minute, Don, because you only have a couple minutes left here. What I want to ask you is, if the public wants to hear more from you, see more from you, I know there's some things that are internal, but there's some things you're also releasing for the general public. Yeah. Maybe you want to share what you actually have that the public can come and find out more what you're thinking.
Well, yeah, we do. We do issue an internal report on the market every day, and we also issue one for external distribution that is sent out to the public. So, if people want to open accounts here at National Securities, or get put in touch with someone who can help you with that, you can send me an email or Jordan an email. My email is dselkin at nationalsecurities.com. And, if you send me some communication, we can direct you toward the people who could help you. And we can devise strategies for you depending on your age, risk tolerance, and income level. And I think we can do a good job because there are these kind of sophisticated strategies which a lot of people are not aware of that could generate you a good steady return even in markets that look like they're going to go sideways, and certainly after this jobs report, looks like certainly for the next couple of months we'll just be in a sideways pattern.
Right. Well, listen, terrific segment. I really appreciate you joining me. I'll have you on as often as you'd like to come, Don. We wish you a great holiday weekend, and all our listeners will be right back. We got a couple messages from the sponsors to take. Thanks so much for joining us, Don. We will be right back following this quick break.
whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Show. Are you ready for some football? Well, here it comes. The Owen Hodge Show is bringing you the funniest hour in sports talk radio. This action-packed show is hosted by the outspoken fullback, Big Hodge, and the knowledgeable defensive back, Odie. This show will focus on the NFL, but touch on all things sports. Owen Hodge will provide you with a true player's perspective that'll give you insight, make you think, and definitely make you laugh. Owen Hodge have accumulated 6 championship rings, so obviously they know things. Check out the Owen Hodge Show at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network. The Owen Hodge Show.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good. And it's not even bad for you. You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco. You don't know what's coming next. The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we're going to change the name of the show soon enough. We also need to remind you, we're going to need to change some of the intro and outros, if that's what they're called on the radio, because there's so much compliance, there's so much regulations within the new era of securities. Now that I'm, again, registered and I can handle individual accounts, you've got to be real careful of what we say. We want to walk the line. And most importantly in this show anyway, we're not here to promote individual stocks. We're really here to share the best of management that we come across, the best new ideas that we come across, and again, teaching you to fish rather than giving you a fish for the day. And I think that as I get my office set up again, one of the things and a couple relationships we're going to create with some top software companies, which really allow you to go ahead and empower you the way you've never been empowered before, frankly. And what has happened, what I talked about in my new book, is for years and years, Wall Street really contained all the information you needed. The public really didn't even have access to what they have these days. Now it's a period of overstimulation. It's a period of too much information, if you will. And it doesn't matter how much information you have, it's how you can process it and how you can use it is really what makes the most sense. And that's what we're really trying to help you through the Magnet process. If you haven't, again, I'll mention it again, you need to go to Amazon. I'd love you to pick up the new book. If you'd like an autographed copy of the book, just hit me with a little email. It is jkimmel@nationalsecurities.com. The old magnetinvesting.com website, by the way, is being reworked again for compliance, making sure we're walking the right side of the line. It is so important not to go over the edge. There's no reason to go over the edge. That's kind of what we were talking to Bill Daugherty about at NGAS. The fact is you could be a good corporate citizen, you could be an all-around good guy and still make a whole lot of money and a whole lot of benefits for other people. Now, we'll share with you one of the things that I believe broke down in this country is not necessarily valuation problems, but the issue, frankly, that what happened was Wall Street blew their reputation. And what really happened here, and it's very important to really note here, is that the public basically lost trust with American institutions, and really you can't blame them. If we can work to rebuild some trust back in this country and recognize that you can't get away with being a bad guy, that in fact the way things are done is by being good corporate citizens, caring about profits, but frankly not at the expense of your community. Now, living in New Jersey, what I will share with you, we wake up this morning to find out there's a huge amount of debris, medical debris that just hit the New Jersey beaches, frankly, just in time here for 4th of July weekend. I don't really want to blame anybody. I can't believe these are just pure accidents. I believe that we need to find out where this came from. We need to actually take some responsibility for our environment. You see corporations paying million-dollar fines for getting caught illegal dumping. Well, the fact is they're taking a probability approach of the probability that they do get caught, the probability they have to pay a fine, and what the heck, let's just dump this stuff and pollute the ocean, pollute the river. And if that approach is taken again, it's an unsustainable growth curve we're on, and it's unlivable for everybody in this country. So I'm a believer, frankly, in doing things the right way. If it takes a little bit longer, if it gets you there a little bit slower, well, that's the breaks, and that's part of being part of this planet that we live in. It's a matter of respect. It's a matter of doing things, frankly, the right way. Now, as we continue to evolve on this show, I would expect you're going to find some more vendors from software. I think we're going to find a whole lot of opportunity at national securities. There are 800 brokers. There are lots of alternative investment products that really are not my specialties, the oil and gas, the real estate. We will be bringing you some specialists from time to time on that. I will focus on what I do best, which is identifying the true leaders in the market as well as the true new leaders, some names frankly, you've never heard of before. What I will tell you without mentioning a single name here, there's a couple companies in my portfolio that happen to be doing quite well in this market that started to go sideways. That's no claim that we're going to be on top in the future. It just means that we're going to use every edge we have with the Magna process, every edge we have with the discipline of understanding what stop losses mean, the fact that you cannot always be right no matter how smart you are, no matter how good your process is. There frankly is no holy grail. Once you begin to understand that, you take more of a money management approach, more of an approach of cutting your losses short, letting your winners run. And what I will tell you is that there are several small cap companies, not that rebounded from lows, but are trading at 52-week highs that have just gone up 100 and 200% from the March low. So while Don was correct in saying the index of the Russell 2000 has done dramatically better than all other indexes, it's all a matter of slipping over all the way to the tip of the bell curve and finding those with the highest revenue growth, the highest margin growth. We actually look at over 16 different indicators while we identify the companies that I personally invest and invest other people's money in. We know, unfortunately, that this bottom line earnings nonsense is nothing but nonsense. And I'll throw out one thing that most people don't even realize. Companies are permitted to make up whatever number they think that their pensions will earn to make an adjustment to their bottom line earnings, and they report it, frankly, as earnings. So if you're having a really bad quarter and you have a couple billion dollars in your pension funds, maybe you take your assumptions up from 6% to 8% and make up some shortfalls in actual operating earnings. Criminal? No. Legal? Yes. Manipulative, of course. So this is what I've talked about for years and years, the manipulation of bottom line earnings, particularly by the larger companies. It doesn't make me a friend of everybody on Wall Street, but it's a matter of understanding how these markets work in order to give you an advantage and an opportunity to understand the market is not, in fact, a casino. The market is not, in fact, a rigged market. It's just difficult to understand. Takes a lot of years of understanding. Pick up a copy of The Magnet Method. That's my new book, folks. It gets into a lot of details on these things. And what we'll do is come back next week from Wall Street, right here downtown Manhattan, as the summer unfolds, and we'll see what the markets have to tell us. We will continue to run our process. We'll continue to bring on the top management and experts in the fields out there. In the meantime, I want to wish America a very happy birthday, the greatest country that everyone, frankly, almost everyone in the world wants to live in if they could. And I wish you a happy holiday, a great summer ahead for you and your family. We'll see you here on Voice America Business for years to come. We're looking forward to it. In the meantime, happy birthday, America. Happy holidays to all you out there. Have a healthy one. Drive safe. Use your safety belt. Don't forget to kiss the kids, all right? We'll see you here next week. Have a great week ahead. Bye for now.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.